Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, I gave you a list of items that we were discussing before the top of the hour. If you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, where we simulcast every day across New England and the country, you don't get to hear Murray's update at the top of the hour, so why don't we set this for our entire audience? We did have some breaking news just in the last minute on the Patriots.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From Adam Schefter of ESPN, Patriots are re-signing kicker Stephen Gostkowski to a two-year deal, according to a source. No financials have been revealed, but Stephen Gostkowski back on a two-year deal with the Patriots.
Interesting. This afternoon, report comes out that the San Francisco 49ers were showing interest in free agent kicker Stephen Gostkowski. That they were considering, they have Robbie Gould right now under the franchise tag, so which you can rescind. You can tear up. Between now and, well, there's usually a date in July or whatever that you have, or I'm not even sure when the date is, but you can hold the tag on him for a certain amount of time, take it off at any time until that deadline. They were considering taking the tag off of Gould and signing Gostkowski. And then wouldn't you know it, 3 hours later, he's got a two-year deal with the Patriots. We don't know the money, but how do you feel about that?
So, look, I'm not, you know, outraged by it, and they need a kicker, but I do think that they're nearing the end with Gostkowski. That's what this thing tells me. Two-year deal?
Well, what do you mean? No, it just sounds like they re-up. It's just the opposite.
Okay, but how much guaranteed money?
I don't know.
So all I'm telling you is this. I think they're going to draft a kicker. That's just my two cents. They're going to draft a kicker, and then at the end of the year, they make a judgment on Gostkowski, and you have to take a dead money hit of $4 million or something because you're giving them five or...
Oh, I think it's just the opposite.
I don't.
It's just the opposite.
I think they're getting to the end with Gostkowski. That's what
I think. Well, then why'd they resign him? Why don't they let him go?
Because they're not prepared to do it right now.
Why'd they give him 2 years?
Again, what's the guaranteed money? Is the second year guaranteed?
Well, so listen.
But if they were that jittery about re-signing him, they wouldn't have re-signed him. They would have found another kicker.
Yeah, and if
to me, they would have franchised him if they were jittery about it.
No, I think it's just the opposite, Maz. I mean, I think that if the Pats were offering a crappy deal with no guaranteed money, he would have gone to the Niners. Simply put.
When I say guaranteed money, I'm telling you that I think the guaranteed money is going to be the equivalent of 1 year. That's what I think. I don't know if you're following me. It might be 2 years and, you know, call it $10 million. Five and a half guaranteed. You'll get five and a half in the first year. After that, we'll see.
Okay. Then they're going to carry two kickers?
Well, maybe they bring a guy into camp in the second year and they cut him before the season starts.
I mean, I've been looking for them to bring a guy into camp for years. They don't do it.
I feel like they're getting there.
Okay. I mean, I just find that odd that you would, you know, the day they sign him to a multi-year contract extension is the year you say they're done with him. This is sort of odd timing. I feel like it's just sort of the opposite.
But it's only 2 years.
Say he's 35. The guy's 30 flipping five. Let me tell you how I feel about it. I don't like it. Of all the positions that they are able to move guys in and out of and get value for, why can't they get value at this position? You know, all the guys that they cycle through or go to the next guy and get just the same production for half the cost, right? They do that at so many positions, right? I mean, they're the best ever at it. Ditch this guy. Bring in some Jamoke for half the price, and the next thing you know, he can play, and they're getting good production for half the value. Why at this position, of all positions, is the one that they have to hang on to the highest-priced guys in the league who aren't even that good?
Well, man, I don't know. Maybe Bill's going some sort of personal crusade here, right?
What are they afraid of? Why is he so afraid to go find another weenie kicker?
Page 31 of the Wells Report.
Thank you, Jim.
Hush money. Fair enough. Fair enough. There was that whole second, and people ignored the K-ball stuff, but there was a whole K-ball section to the Wells Report involving Gostkowski. Maybe he knows where the bodies are buried. Maybe.
He's at least consistent in the regular season.
So why are they so afraid to go find another guy who's just consistent in the regular season? Is it really that hard? You kick on AstroTurf.
Listen, I'm with you. Again, I told you what my feeling was a couple of years ago when you started to envision the, you know, Gostkowski's going to go. What are they going to do? I went, uh-oh. It was an injury, right? I thought Gostkowski had some sort of injury that would have ended a season. And I thought, well, now you're going to have instability at kicker. So overall, I mean, I don't like him in the big games either. Who's good in the big games anymore?
I mean, that's fair. I mean, you asked that question. I don't know. Who's better than him? I don't know. I feel like he's in a grouping. I think he's in a grouping with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, so maybe, and you know, maybe I'm arguing against myself. That's one of those where, okay, if he's not special, then what are you paying him for?
Right.
But I'm telling you, I'm not convinced that, I don't know, 2 years feels short. I'm surprised he didn't get three at least.
He's 35.
35 is not that old anymore.
Okay, well, he was, you know, he's coming off a deal where he averages $4.3 million a year. So you think he's taking a pay cut?
No.
He's at least four a year here.
No, he's a free agent.
So I just, but the money that, and they don't have a lot of money, and you're paying, again, you're paying through the nose for a kicker who in the postseason, let's face it, he's a consistent regular season guy. In the postseason, he's a freaking basket case, Murray.
Yeah.
He's freaking basket case.
Yeah, so two more years of that. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean.
the roller coaster ride that is Steven Gostkowski in the playoffs.
I just don't get it. It's like there's so many positions. They're willing to not overpay. Guy gets too old. Guy gets shaky in a big game. They let him go, and they find the replacement for half the cost, and they end up better, and they net out better. But at kicker, they're like petrified. They're petrified of even bringing a guy to compete. I mean, it's just so weird how that position, they like treat it totally different than any other position, and the guy isn't even that good. I mean, he's good. But it's not like we're talking about some Hall of Fame dude here.
So maybe it all relates to Belichick and Vinatieri. Again, this is the guy he brought in. It was a little personal thing there because he's his whoopee. And he let Vinatieri go. And this guy's generally taken care of him in all those years. So, or maybe Jimmy's right. Maybe it's hush money.
Page 31.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm not outraged that they kept Steven Gostkowski. And for all the complaining I've done about Gostkowski, I'm not outraged.
It bugs me.
It's one of the
small little annoyances.
I don't think it's you're going to put this in your pile too on the left hand side of the column.
It definitely ain't going to matter. Everybody sucks. You're going to be in the divisional round at home, waltz into the conference title game as usual. It ain't going to make a spit of difference.
I mean, I'll always worry about him,
but it bugs me.
I'd rather him than some unknown off the street bum.
I'd like to see them get an unknown. Sorry to jump on you, Murray. Of all the positions, why can't you get some unknown off the street bum and pay him nothing and give that money to someone that matters? Like, I don't know. It was what he does so special that you can't get away with that for $1 million, never mind four or five.
Oh, don't forget the kickoffs, Mike.
Well, yeah. How is it so hard to pop it up underneath inside the 10-yard line? Well,
I was joking.
Do they even have a special teams coach? I forget how many have left in the exodus here.
Their coverage team sucks. Their coverage, weren't good this year, were they?
No. Brutal. They were awful. Did you watch them?
That's why they brought Brandon Bolden back.
I mean, I just don't, like, of all positions, that should be the one where you should be able to cycle through some guys, save some money, and just get that base level production. And as soon as someone gets a big head or wants a big contract or demands to move on, you smell you later, kicker. you're subhuman. You don't have voting rights. You're barely, you know, we don't grant you full citizenship. You're not even a player. You're barely a football player. You let these guys hold you hostage? I don't get it.
Is Ryan Allen signed yet?
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was one of their first signings.
Oh.
Should have been a Super Bowl MVP.
Was he?
Yeah.
One year contract.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
So I like him better than Gostkowski.
They. I'm telling you, I don't know. I get a vibe on Gostkowski that this thing took longer than it should have. He never should have gotten a free agency, for crying out loud.
Let him go. What are you afraid of?
No, but I'm not saying me. I'm saying given how they've treated him historically, this is a step in the other direction. This took longer than it should have.
What were you expecting here?
I was expecting him to. When did he sign last time?
I don't know. What do you mean? What time of year?
No, he never gets a free agency, did he?
Right, he signed a four-year deal. I think he was franchised and then signed a four-year deal, I think. And go back and check it.
So this time they were willing to let him go out on the market.
He's 30 flipping five. When does he turn 36? He's old on top of it. And every big game we've seen this. He misses an extra point or field goal in every championship game you're in. Whether that's an AFC championship game, a Super Bowl, every one, he's good for one. And you've got to have, you can't even bring in anyone else to look at him. I don't get it with this thing. Maybe he does. Maybe it's hush money for the Wells Report. Maybe he's got pictures of Bill with barnyard animals. I don't know what it is. But there you go. There's one more thing to talk about. We'll just break here, I promise. all your thoughts on everything right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, guys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
King Sense of Boston Sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap in the spot. Kick by Gostkowski. Airborne to the uprights. And it's no good.
What?
Gostkowski with a miss off to the right. Steven Gostkowski, who's made an NFL record 463 consecutive regular season extra points, misses to the right, and it's 7-6 Denver with 1:49 to go here in the first.
Man, that could be a killer.
And Super Bowl 51 between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Point after try by Gostkowski from the left hash of the 23. Snap from Cardona to Allen. Kick airborne to the uprights, and the kick bangs off the right upright. Greeny, no good. Super Bowl 52 between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. Gostkowski will attempt a 26-yard field goal from the near hash. Cardona's snap is low. Allen has to reset it. Gostkowski's kick hits the left upright, and it clanks off the upright, no good. A disastrous turn for the Patriots on that possession. The snap in the spot from the left hash. The Gostkowski kick is no good. He hooked it left. Elliott missed a kick right. Gostkowski pulls that kick left, and the Patriots,
it's unreal,
now trail 15-12. Super Bowl 53 between the New England Patriots, champions of the AFC, and the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams. Joe Cardona over the football, snaps it back. Placement and a swing of the right leg. The kick is driven to the upright, and the kick is no good. Gostkowski missed it off to the left.
Every championship game is like clockwork. Again, you hear how dejected poor Bob Sosi was there by the end? 2015 AFC title game in Denver, misses an extra point. That was the longer one. He missed the 2015 AFC title game extra point, which is why you were going for two at the end of the game instead of one, which is partly why you lost that game.
That was a big one, too. That was a big miss.
Atlanta Super Bowl misses an extra point, which is why you have to convert all those two-pointers. You do. You bail them out. But the reason you were going for two so much at the end, in part, was because he missed an extra point. Get to the Eagles game, he missed two. One was a bad snap, sure, but missed two. And then here against L.A. again. And the last one, again, you hear, Jimmy, can you just give me Sosi's voice again? I just like to hear it at the very end. He's so, the poor little fella.
Kick is driven to the upright, and the kick is no good. Gostkowski missed it off to the left.
He was deflated.
Deflated by that point.
I mean, even the one he made at the end of the game. Talk about just sneaking it in before the door closed.
Shaky.
A little squirrel.
Wow.
Okay, so anyway, Steven Gostkowski back to the Patriots on a two-year deal. Have we seen money yet, Murray?
No. No one's got the money yet.
Want to hear the money. JJ in New Hampshire, how do you feel about the signing?
I don't really like it because of his field goals, but I think Bill values his kickoffs where he can air the ball out and land it right on the goal line. And I'm not saying that's right, but I think that's why they're bringing him back. I'm going to hang up, let you guys talk about it.
Oh, it's definitely a part of it. There's no question about it. I would just, again, who am I? But he's the only guy that does that.
No, like, I don't know. I just can't believe
they can't bring another guy and coach him up to drop it inside the 10 or 5-yard line. It's really not that difficult a skill.
How about just kick it out of the end zone?
You could do that, too.
Their coverage last year sucked. It was horrible. Kick it out of the end zone. Give them the ball in the 25. What's the effing difference?
It just feels like, you know, they haven't had any money to spend this offseason. And part of the reason is They're bloated in the middle to the bottom of their roster with special teamers, guys who just are on special teams. Now, mostly this is like coverage guys, but include the kicker if you want. I mean, this is the reason they don't have money to do other things.
Yeah, they just restructured Michael Bennett so they could sign Steven Gostkowski. Suck on that.
And it's just, I don't get it.
So, look, I don't get it either. I don't know. They, you know, maybe they're looking at this coming season and they're saying, we're going to be playing a lot of tight games. And so, you know, we're not what we used to be offensively. We're going to have to play on defense. I'm going to need to make some kicks. But, you know, even then.
But still, so they're at the mercy of some player? I mean, any other position except for quarterback, if you get too big or too old or too expensive, they'll find the next guy at pennies on the dollar and get the same, if not better, production and come out. I mean, they do that everywhere. They don't do it a kicker. Like, I don't get.
I'll tell you, I read this differently than you do. I don't know. 2 years? That feels short. And again, so I think in the next year, they're getting another kicker.
Well, they're going to have to eventually. They're going to keep re-signing the guy when he's 50. He's 35. I don't know. Felt like a decent time
How
to
How old's Gold? Gold.
He's probably a little bit older, yeah. John in Medford on Kraft. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Felger. So I just wanted to make a couple quick points here. So the first point on Kraft, I mean, if this was a video of you and, God forbid, your wife even, you would kill 7 people just to get the tape and keep it from coming out. And going around saying that there's some way that he can get this sealed and keep it from coming to the public if he agrees to this plea deal is just utterly absurd. Maz knows that better than anyone as a reporter.
John.
The Freedom of Information Act will not protect him from that.
TJ Quinn on ESPN reported that last week. That's where I got that from.
It's wrong. Well, it's dead wrong. If he agrees to the plea deal, anyone can get that unsealed by suing.
So listen, I'm just telling you what was reported.
They can only protect his privacy if he's innocent.
John.
They are under no obligation.
If he's innocent, they can no. If it goes to trial, the video's played in open court. What are you talking about?
First of all, it's an illegally obtained video. That's besides the point.
Well, no. If he gets it thrown out, maybe he'll get it suppressed on that. But he has a chance, according to TJ Quinn. Now, maybe it just doesn't suit your agenda, or you just don't like it for some reason. But I'm just regurgitating.
I think you have an agenda, for all we know.
Yep. I don't.
What are you, a Jonathan Kraft bot?
Oh, my God, John. You should drop that, Jimmy.
What's this guy's problem?
I don't know.
Like, what's he all fired up about?
I don't get it. TJ Quinn.
Quinn at ESPN.com. Email him.
Okay. Email him or text him or tweet him. He's the ESPN reporter. Really fine investigative reporter. You mostly like his work until, I guess, it reflects poorly on the Patriots or not. I mean,
I don't even know. Kraft is being wronged. People are hands down my favorite callers. And I'm not being facetious about that. They're amazing. Like, the pretzel twisting is unbelievable. I can't believe that people are just like, I can't, the videotape was illegal. They shouldn't even have been there. Like, oh, are you kidding me? That we're even still talking about this long after this whole thing broke for 2 misdemeanors that he should have just copped to. It should already be away. But no, you have people just so red in the face, angry, like, you've got an agenda. No, the cops are wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's one thing, is like the fact that he declared that the video's illegal. Fact.
The caller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, that's still to open to debate.
Yep.
Just my 2 cents. And secondly, that Maz, as a reporter, you should know.
Yeah.
No offense, but what were you?
That you'll get access to it. Again, TJ Quinn reported that part of the plea deal was they would seal the evidence and bury the tape. And that's it. It's over. And that was part of the plea agreement that Kraft didn't take. If that's wrong or you don't like it, at TJ Quinn at ESPN. That's the guy. Okay, I'm just regurgitating that report. And furthermore, if you are one of these red-faced guys, or whether it's just you have your back up, or you're sensitive about it, all I can tell you is call Robert. He's the one that walked into that massage parlor twice in 14 hours. That's the guy that walked in there and did it. Not me, not anyone else. He's the one. So really, if he's not doing that, I don't think we're having this discussion.
We get the sons of Michael Rubin calling the show today. Like, it's unbelievable, really.
Joe in the Berkshires on Instant Replay. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to change that anytime soon, because you guys aren't going to have something to talk about, because they really should have the main officiating be someone up in the booth, and they should have earpieces on the field.
Okay.
The ref. So I think they could really streamline it. But just real quick, as far as the NFL, the best idea I heard was I should get 2 challenges as a coach. If I lose, I lose the flag. If I win, I get to keep my flag.
That's fine. Yes. No, I don't want to know. I mean, I don't know if that gets to be infinite.
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 Yeah, I don't want infinite. No. To me, that the way it is now is fine.
Just sounded wrong on my tongue, Murray. I knew it was wrong.
No, the way it is now is fine. You get two. If you get them both right, we'll give you one more.
Right.
Fine. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
You don't get to do this all night.
But can we eliminate all the automatic reviews that go along with it?
The booth reviews are the ones that are bringing it all down.
Again, so that way you actually have to save them for something substantive. Because the reality is, what's the likelihood that one officiating crew makes four calls against a team in a game that are blatantly wrong?
But even if they are, you don't get to correct all of them. We don't have all night. And we're not going to sit here and look for 4 minutes with a minute left in overtime of the championship game of whether the ball went off the last atom on the outside of his pinky.
I'm telling you, that play last night really soured me on it. I just thought that is not the kind of play replay was put in for. You had a good championship game there, a minute to go, team down by two with the ball. Guy swipes the ball out of his hands and it goes out of bounds while he's dribbling. Knocks the dribble out of bounds. And they determined that while the dribble is leaving the guy's hands, that when the swipe came, it actually caught just a little bit of the guy's pinky on the way out. I mean, that's just, what are we playing for if we're doing that?
That's where replay takes you. Here's another member of the Boohoo Tuca crew. President Kevin Paul DuPont, Vice President Mike and Woburn. What's up, Mikey?
Mike, you seem to have some amnesia about that. Do you remember when I came to your defense when you and DJ were going hammer and tongs about whether Tuca was untouchable? And I said, if there was a potential trade and the price was good enough, I'd have no problem dealing him?
I kind of remember, not really.
Okay, so I'm not a member of the Boohoo Tuca crew. I'm a member of the guy that knows how hard it is to replace a goalie. Do you know where your buddy Scott Darling is right now?
I don't, Mike.
You don't? See, Carolina's in the playoffs, and he's in the minors because he sucked so bad. And that was the guy that you were going to replace Tuca with, right?
Mike, do you want to play this game? Because you wanted to trade Patrice Bergeron and blow the whole team up. So let's just play this game.
Fine where I said trade Patrice Bergeron, because that's an outright lie.
How do you blow up the team without trading Bergeron?
No. Hold on.
You said this. We can do that all day long, Mike. You wanted to blow the team up and tank. You wanted to tank the entire operation. So let's just do this. Okay? You wanted to tank the entire thing. So what are you talking about backup goalies for? You wanted to trade them all and go to the bottom of the league. Nice call, Mike.
Mike, first of all, you're absolutely lying. I wanted to tank, yes.
How many tank calls did we take from Mike and Woburn?
A lot.
Endless. You couldn't have a conversation about the Bruins for 2 or 3 years without Mike calling up and saying they should have traded this guy and tanked and gone to the bottom of the league and look at what Buffalo did. Look at what Buffalo did with all their draft picks. How are they doing, Mike? Where are they?
Mike, how many times have you muted me and not letting me respond?
Because this is just silly. It's just silly.
That's three.
You said, where's Scott Darling? Why don't we just call up and have a conversation? Or we can go back in time for all the stupid crap you said and all the stupid crap I said or all the things I was wrong and you were wrong. We could just do that and spend that time. I mean, that's fine. You can do that. I mean, maybe, why don't you email me that crap? Well, I suppose they're going back in time and picking everything that I wasn't right about. And then I'll do it with you. That's a good conversation. He wanted to blow up the team. I think Mike and Woburn should recuse himself from any Bruin second guessing when he's the one that wanted to blow up the entire team. Never mind the backup goalie. And again, I don't know how you blow up the team when you still have Patrice Bergeron on it. So you wanted to trade Bergeron.
You took a little bit of you took a page out of the Kraft playbook right there, the Patriots.
Deny, accuse?
Well, you didn't do the deny part, but you accused.
Yeah. I just, if we're going to go back in time, let's do it.
Sneaky, bitchy show today.
Let's do it. I think it was.
I was a little bitchy yesterday.
Here's Murray's. More bitchiness right after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpLineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports
Hub. It's Hayward pulling it down. Getting around. Zubat at midcourt launches the shot. Oh, it almost went in. Almost went in. And Duke is the king of the dance. 2010.
Gee willikers. Kyrie hates me. Jalen hates me. Marcus Smart hates me. Al Horford hates me. Gee willikers. I miss Hinkle Fieldhouse. The ball is tipped. And there you are. Ignoring all my plays. Cause you're a superstar. Wish I were back. Go Butler. In school again. Where I was coaching boys. Instead of. My one shining moment, I can't coach the stars. My one shining moment, gosh darn, gee willikers. Go Bulldogs!
Brad Stevens with your one shining moment recap. Jones. A diabolical prick.
Gee willikers.
All right, we'll wrap it up with your phones. The Red Sox are coming to an end. Of course, the thing took the full four-hour show, of course. Why wouldn't it?
Shocking.
Like why would it just not end at 2:45?
Hey, you expected anything different?
And have an hour of Red Sox postgame. Let's go the full 4 hours. You might as well.
Oh, no. I told you. I put that in the email exchange this morning. If there's a game, if the game ends at 5, which it won't. There was no shot of this thing ending at 5, let alone that, you know, you got a collection of quote-unquote pitchers that are playing pin the tail on the donkey out there. So I'm eager to see what the response on this game is like. I'm eager to see it, how this all goes down, if they lose.
Okay, full post-game coverage coming your way on the Baseball Reporter starting at 6. We'll wrap up with your phone calls on everything that you want to get to and more. John and Quincy on Stephen Gostkowski. You glad he's back?
Hey, Felga, no, I'm not glad he's back. Just look, right? Look what the Dallas Cowboys did a year ago when they cut the most accurate kicker in the league because he was going to make like $6 million a year, and they brought in a rookie. I am with you, Felga. There is a bunch of kickers out there. Bring somebody in that somebody's cheap.
Okay. Thanks, John.
It's a good point.
I just, of all the positions, for them to overspend and go old and expensive, it's just... They're willing to recycle any other spot on the field, it feels like, except kicker, like, is untouchable. It's crazy. I mean, really, especially when the guy misses a big kick. It misses a kick in pretty much every big game.
So I'm not disputing any part of that. Again, I reacted to the deal a little bit differently than you. The fact that it's only 2 years and I want to see all the details tells me that they are very close to the end with this guy. That's how I look at it, but go ahead.
Dan in the car on the Kraft investigation. Yes, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to chime in on that guy who said, put yourself in Kraft's shoes a couple calls ago.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine myself as a billionaire going to a dirty brothel. Maybe an escort. I'm not sure. And I have a feeling Duke is going to beat his playoff flu this year. Let's go, Beast.
Okay. If you want to roll like that, then... You get what you pay for. It's like you get what you deserve. If that's a bed you make, then you got to lie in it. If you get nabbed, you get nabbed. It's just the way it is. You don't want to get caught paying off prostitutes. Don't pay off prostitutes. I don't know. It's pretty simple to me.
I mean, I told you, this feels like some of these calls today feel like the whole Michael Rubin argument. Well, the cameras were illegal. The traffic stop was illegal. I still haven't heard anybody say, defending Kraft, that he wasn't there. I haven't heard anybody say that. I heard somebody like the jackass who called today accuse me of going and you of going and Murray. I bet you go to those kinds of places, which I don't. But even if I did, like, I don't know why that's relevant.
Here's Tony in Holbrook on a Red Sox issue. Chris Sale, what do you think, Tony?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Matt, quick question. What do you think is the solution for Sale?
So long term, I mean, I told you what I would have done here in terms of how they handle him during the season. I don't like the idea of just pretending spring training starts on March 20th. Like that to me is just putting, you know, moving the starting line a little, but he's still not going to get through 6 months of throwing the ball every 5 days. I'd have built a break into the middle of the season. And if that set him back, so be it. Like, to me, I would have lived with that and then rebuilt him up again. Like, I just think he's the kind of guy that can't go more than 3-4 months without starting to fade because he's not built that way.
We've got Chris in Milford with a Bruins thought. Yes, Chris.
Yeah, hey, Tony, first, let me just say he talks some good baseball. I like that. But I'm talking about the Bees right now.
Okay, babe.
I'm kind of upset, though, that, you know, Backus ain't going to be in the lineup. Because, you know, you need some sandpaper. That's what the series is going to be about, is who has the most sandpaper.
Is it?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
I don't...
Smoke some killer.
All right, I understand. Smoke some killer?
I would imagine he's talking about very strong weed. Calm you down.
That was good hockey analysis there.
You know, but is it going to be a grinded out series?
No. It's going to be a speed and skill series.
Right. It's going to be, they're flying all over the ice.
Or can I rephrase? Speed, skill, and space. So the Bruins are going to try to take away space, I would hope. And if, you know, that means a measure of physicality, or you can't give this team room. If you give them room and you let them play in transition, that's a problem.
I don't think this is one of those knockdown, dragout series.
No, I don't think it's a knock a guy through the glass type of thing. But I do think it's clog up the neutral zone a little and don't let him get going.
Okay, Murray announced today that there's reports that the Pats are going to have some joint practices with the Titans.
Ahead the Lions. Lions and the Titans.
Oh, I didn't know about the Lions, but I'll take your word for it. But yeah.
Sorry. You said preseason opponents, Lions and Titans.
Either way, according to Titans Online,
totally confused me.
The Titans and Patriots are discussing plans to hold joint practice.
That's what I was talking about. That's what Mike in the truck wants to talk about. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see the Belichick and Malcolm Butler stare down. Get ready for that. Tighten up, Malcolm.
Okay, I think those guys are good. They've got all sorts of agreements in place. No one's saying anything. They're all good. You know, nothing to see there. I like the fact that they're willing to play, do the thing with the Titans when the Titans beat them, and Mike Vrabel shook his ass in their face after the game. Bill's, you know, not taking that personally, just, you know, Vrabel being Vrabel, and they go back to it. It's fine. Good for them. Anthony and Weymouth, how do you feel about Steven Gostkowski back with the Patriots?
Yeah, so I'm not going to say that I think he's worth a lot of money or that he's clutch, but I think we know what we're getting with him. I mean, even when we look at Vinatieri, his predecessor, who's a thing of legend here, we hold him to a high standard, but he still missed a few kicks in that Super Bowl that he made the clutch kick. So, I mean, it happens to the best of them.
Certainly. I mean, if Adams finally hit the end of the road, he's hit the end of the road. I'm not comparing the two guys. I'm not saying bring Adam Vinatieri back either. I'm just, again, at least you know what you're getting.
Well, that's a classic devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
And it's a thing that's very important to Bill, that I know if you have a baseline of performance, then I can coach around that. I know what to get. And so, like, I understand that. But at what price? At what price? You're still going to have I'm presuming Gostkowski is still going to be a top 5 paid kicker in the game, top 2, top 10 paid kicker in the game. He's still going to be a top guy in the game. And so that's the price of consistency? When you're willing to, you know, turn over all these other positions?
Yeah, look, I don't have an answer for you. To me, it's curious, too.
They will turn over positions with the best of them. With the best of them. He won't turn over the kicker. Why? Like, what's different about that? Is it that special of a skill, or are there so few guys?
Don't you think there's a personal investment there on Bill's part?
Okay, so you keep going back to that. Maybe, sure. Yeah,
definitely a level of comfort,
well,
I'm
but
sure.
But didn't he already prove his point on Adam?
Yeah, but I just think that...
I mean, so if he was criticized, and he wasn't criticized mostly, I remember I did. I hated that they let Adam go. Hated it. You're going to let he was an expensive kicker, but it was still one of the lower priced positions on the field go, who still had a lot to give, obviously, because he's still kicking. And then blame the salary cap. I hated that move at the time with Adam. But, you know, Bill did land on his feet. They were mostly justified in letting him go.
Yeah. In 07, of course, he didn't let him kick a field goal in the Super Bowl that he would have let Vinatieri kick. But that's neither here nor
there.
But
on balance, they got the next guy.
Yeah. I would just tell you, when I say there's something personal invested there, I'm not even sure it relates to Vinatieri. I'm just saying the overall, I drafted him in a tough spot. You know, he came in, he did the job, he's been here all these years.
Okay, so what's the statute of limitations on that?
Okay, so listen, you're preaching to the choir. I'm just trying to give you some sort of explanation for it. To me, they have an overpaid kicker here, too. Again, I feel like they're getting closer to the end. This one dragged on a little bit. But I do wonder if he sort of just Sometimes I look at Bill loves Gostkowski. He loves him. Sometimes I feel it's like his illegitimate son or something like that. You look at it and say, because he would be far more critical of other guys in a role performing the way Gostkowski has performed and say, I'll go get 85, 90% of the player at 1/6 the cost. He would do that.
I agree. At this spot, no, though. David in the car, your thoughts on Kraft?
Yes, I am. Mike, Tony, help me understand here. So Kraft hired high-profile attorneys to hopefully drop his case, have prosecutor drop his case. But this case involves 24 other guys who had, happy ending in the parlors. And does that mean if the prosecutor dropped it, they have to drop the other 24
yes,
cases?
Yes, probably. Well, I mean, on what ground? If Kraft gets the video thrown out, then they have to throw out the video for everybody. Does that mean they drop the cases now if they have eyewitnesses, if they get the gals to testify? Do they need the videos? I don't know. But, yes, I think the other 24 are rooting hard for Kraft. It's really down to 23 because one guy already took the deal.
Right.
Right.
So I think everyone who's left is definitely rooting for Kraft because whatever he gets, they think they will get.
One smart guy in the group so far.
Bill in Brockton, finish us off with a hockey thought for us. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where all the Claude Julien supporters are. I mean, he another great collapse. I mean, they were in the playoffs all season long.
Call the local Hockey Writers Association of Boston because they
it's
all
crazy. Like, it's unreal. I'm so surprised too that Patrice Bergeron, ever since he left, is putting up all kinds of numbers. It's just like
all of a sudden he's scoring because someone's letting him play offense. Huh? Interesting how that happens. Claude has missed the playoffs 4 of his last 5 years, and the year he made the playoffs is an asterisk because he took the team over in February when they were in first place, and they lost in the first round in 6. Claude Julien has not won a playoff series in 6 years, 6-plus years. Hey, Red Sox have gone final. They lose 7-5. What's the record?
3-9.
How's that taste?
Bad.
Maz, full coverage and your reaction on the Baseball Reporter starting at 6. Final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
That would be nobody.
Nobody.
A very Maz-centric final word today. A couple of pieces of sound to play. We'll start with, the opening day festivities over at Fenway Park, which were happening, what, like 4.5 hours ago now?
Yeah.
either way, Maz had a gripe about it.
They had the music up so loud on the broadcast that you couldn't hear the crowd, really. Well, what's the point of that? Like, the whole point is to hear Nathan Eovaldi get his applause. Like, that right. To me is what the whole thing's about. Like, I want to hear who gets... So I blame this on Nesson. Part of me wonders. I don't know. Were the Red Sox worried they might get some booze, and so they played the music up so you couldn't hear it on your TV?
Crazy.
Like, I know that's totally cynical of me to believe that. But, like, I wanted to hear, clearly, Eovaldi, Price. And those guys, based on what I could gather, they had the loudest ovations. But that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear those moments. And I felt like I was deprived of it.
The game presentation was a little loud. You didn't get the crowd noise, Maz. No Brady, no Belichick, no Kraft. The Kraft I get. But I just saw a picture of them all standing there with their trophies, And two of the guys holding the trophies for the Patriots, they had Gronkowski holding a trophy. I think they had Gilmore holding a trophy. But two of the guys holding the trophy, Matthew Slater and Joe Cardona.
Well, they're members of the team.
But what's really the point with this now? When you've got the long snapper in the picture there next to David Ortiz, is that really the idea here? To put the I was about to swear. The effing long snapper. Yeah, no, let's have the long snapper hold the trophy. That's what we're down to. Great. That's good.
Well, so that's like the biggest insult ever.
Isn't it? Seriously, though, the long snapper. Talk about the 53rd. Yeah. What was Adrian Waddle unavailable? That's right. He left.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll come participate in your little thing, but you know, Cardona's going to hold the trophy.
I know what this next thing's going to be.
Well, ESPN Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good.
Recently reported that Kyrie Irving, currently of the Celtics, would meet with the L.A. Lakers in free agency. We didn't have the sound. Instead, we had the next best thing. Maz is Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith, now I don't have the sound, I do have the quote in front of me. Stephen A. Smith yesterday said, well, actually, Maz, you know the man. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I have it right in front of me. Let me tell you how it went.
Yeah, can you give us a good reenactment? If we had the sound, what would this have sounded like?
I'm told Kyrie Irving will grant the Lakers an interview this offseason this summer. The Lakers will have an opportunity to get Kyrie Irving to come to L.A. I did not say he's coming to L.A. I did not say that. I don't know what he's going to do, but during his free agency tour, I'm told he's going to give the Lakers an interview.
That's really good, man.
Excellent. It's not bad.
Well, okay, you know, Stephen A's got a little bit of an evangelical element to him when he speaks.
No question.
And he does. He calls him Kyrie Irvin. Doesn't pronounce a G. Irvin. Like Irvin Johnson. Making sure we're all on the same page.
Here comes the baseball reporters. This should be a good one.
Yeah, no, I would like to
start with this one.
I would like to revisit all the excuses that Red Sox fans shoved down my throat while the team was on the West Coast as to why they were playing poorly. And those people who told me, well, they'll get home, everything will be fine. They'll get in the ballpark, everything will be fine. So here we are. 3,000 miles away from where they began the season. They had a day off because God knows they couldn't play 12 days in a row. Heaven forbid that that would happen. They had their ace on the mound. They raised their banner. They got the rings and they buried 2018. They did all of that. And then they went out and sucked again. Again. So I would like to hear from Red Sox fans to tell me, are you worried now? And if you were at the ballpark, I would love to hear from you as to what the environment was like, particularly at the end of the game. I didn't have the volume up. It's time to get worried, people. Let me tell you, it is time to be worried.
I was going to say, at what point? 6-3-9? That's like, I don't know. They're digging a hole.
So I'll tell you what. I looked up some data. I started last night into today about April performances and what it all means. And I don't know that we're going to get to it tonight because of the home opener and just fallout from that, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll get to it in the next couple of days because the idea that April is irrelevant is flat out wrong. It's wrong. Okay, April is relevant.
All right. Here comes the baseball reporters with Tony Maz. There's no commercial interruption. You just have Murray with a 90-second update. There was breaking Patriots news this hour. Murray will reset that. We're going to return tomorrow at 2 p.m. for a Felger and Maserati show on Wednesday and go back over, everything from the next 24 hours. So that's that. Enjoy the baseball reporters. We'll see everyone tomorrow at 2 p.m. Bye-bye, Maz.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org.
House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do. The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.